you know, to begin with, I'll just take some things from Ajahn Chah's life. These are recollections of Ajahn Chah, and to get a sense of who he was, where he came from. And I can only just skim and hit points. But hopefully it'll get a flavor of how somebody who had such an effect on so many people, because, say, now in the West there must be, I don't know, 15, 20 monasteries that are affiliated with Ajahn Chah. In Thailand there must be 300, I would think. When there's a gathering, once a year, on the anniversary of his death and cremation, there's a gathering to pay respects to him, and there's usually about a 1,000 monks show up, and several hundred nuns, 10,000 lay people, 12, it's hard to count when it gets to those numbers. And they all live at Ajahn Chah's monastery during that time, usually under the trees. It's Ajahn Chah was very convenient. He was a good organizer, so that when he died, he died at a very convenient time. It was sort of the beginning of the cool season, when it's not so hot that it's difficult to gather, and it's not it's sort of early enough after the rains have ended that there's still enough water in the wells to supply the wells with water to deal with all these people. They'll all be living there, and there'll be people coming from all around the country every day. So it's usually about a week of practice and teachings being given throughout that time, and you see the impact that Ajahn Chah had in Thailand, and then of course in our own way in the West, the impact and inspiration that he's given to so many people.